Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. MR, Number 772. Workers need more of Christ's refining grace. You need a different mold upon your character in order that you may be highly useful. You need to possess more of the love of Christ that your own will may be subdued. You have not realized your obligations to God to be patient, kind, and respectful to your ministering brethren and to every member of the church. You need the kindness, courtesy, meekness, and lowliness of Christ. You have many valuable qualifications that should be perfected to do highest service in the cause of God. We should never stir up strife by domineering words and actions. Put away everything like hard dealing and seek for a closer walk with God. You used to be a more meek and humble man than you are now. You need the refining grace of God, the meekness of Christ. There is a work allotted to you that no one can do for you. Holding forth the word of life, you are to practically set forth a Christian example. Do all things without murmuring or disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Philippians 2, verse 14 to 16. If men in responsible office do not show partiality, but exercise the patience and kindness of Jesus, they will find this course more effective than the preaching of sermons, the exercise of power, or the presentation of strong argument. The silent influence of Christian character will fall upon men as the sunbeams of heaven. May God help you to do right because it is right. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 3, 1980.